Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 16th, 2010. I'm Joe Onderko. We will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference while also previewing this weekend's games. It was homecoming week in the PAC on October 9th as all four home squads celebrated the return of alumni to campus. However, only one of the four sent their alums home with a victory. The lone home winner was Washington and Jefferson, which posted a 31-20 victory over St. Vincent. Unbeaten Thomas More trailed Grove City 9-7 early before ripping off 24 unanswered points in a 31-9 win over the Wolverines. Bethany won its second straight game as the Bison built a big lead then held off a late Westminster rally to defeat the Titans 47-39. Finally, the highest scoring game in Geneva history saw the Golden Tornadoes come up on the short end of a 55-42 decision against Waynesburg. Teal had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Waynesburg senior quarterback Brad Dawson, who passed for 341 yards and three touchdowns, while also rushing for 50 yards and catching a 5-yard TD pass on a trick play. Defensive recognition went to Thomas More sophomore cornerback Zach Ottenrieb, who recorded two interceptions, including one return 32 yards for a touchdown, along with three tackles at Grove City. Sophomore kicker John Stork of Waynesburg earned special teams recognition for the second straight week after accounting for 13 points in the Jackets' win, including a pair of field goals and seven extra points. All nine PAC teams are in action on October 16th. Ninth-ranked and 5-0 Thomas More returns home to host 1-4 St. Vincent at 1:30 p.m. The Saints have won all three previous meetings with the Bearcats and are 12-1 all-time at the Bank of Kentucky Field. Despite his team's recent success, Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert is wary of a St. Vincent squad that has dropped its four games by a combined 25 points this season.
Oh, there's no doubt Coach Colbert's done a great job. I think his football team, like I said, is a very good football team. I said they're 1-4. Their 1-4 record is very, very deceiving. They've hung in there with some very good football teams. And I told our guys, this is not the same old St. Vincent. This team is a very good football team. They're athletic. They're well coached.
Fresh off its win at Geneva, 3-2 Waynesburg will celebrate homecoming at Wiley Stadium as the Yellow Jackets welcome 1-4 Westminster for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. Waynesburg had won six straight meetings over the Titans prior to last season when Westminster recorded a 49-42 overtime win in New Wilmington, sealing the victory with an interception on the one-yard line on the game's final play. According to Waynesburg head coach Rick Sheppas, his team is less concerned with revenge and more concerned with getting another PAC victory.
Every team in our league looks like they can beat you on any given day. You can't bring emotional attitude into games like that. You got to be sound in your preparation. You got to be smart in your game planning. And you just can't take some of those things for granted. Emotion's only going to last you so long in the football game.
A capacity crowd is expected Saturday night in Grove City, where the 2-3 Wolverines will host 3-3 Geneva in the school's fourth annual night football game at 7 p.m. It will be the 85th all-time meeting between the longtime rivals. The Golden Tornadoes posted a 34-17 win over the Wolverines a year ago, but the last meeting at Thorne Field saw the Wolverines race to a 31-6 halftime lead en route to a 38-13 victory. Grove City head coach Chris Smith talks about the excitement the annual night contest has brought to his campus.
It should be, you know, a standing room only type of crowd. You know, as a kid, the Vaseline up the gates so we can keep squeezing people in. And it's a community night, fireworks afterwards. It's something that we started. President Jewell, I think, can be looked at as the person responsible for this occasion and the way it has grown and become such a celebration.
3-3 Bethany will look for its third consecutive win, while 0-5 Teal will try to earn its first victory of the season when the two squads meet in Greenville at 1:30 p.m. The Tomcats had won six straight games over the Bison prior to last season when Bethany recorded a 41-21 home decision. Finally, 3-2 Washington and Jefferson steps out of conference play to host 1-4 Frostburg State at 2 p.m. The teams have met in each of the past three seasons, including a 34-12 W&J victory in Maryland a year ago. Three of FSU's four losses have come against teams ranked in the National Division III Top 25 this season. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.